Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In the 1850s, settlers named Barnes and Terry built a cabin some 6 miles east of Etna, California. Because they were from Ohio, they planted a buckeye tree for good luck. The landmark became known as the Ohio Ranch, which later became the Ohio House. Irish immigrant John McBride purchased the ranch in 1858 and built the larger ranch house in 1860. McBride had been abandoned at 15 after crossing the plains with his father. He worked at a newspaper, but a cholera outbreak in 1853 chased him through the Trinity Mountains to settle at Sawyer's Bar. He married Mary Ann Lowe, also of Irish descent, who had traveled by mule behind her mother over Scott Mountain to Callahan. After her mother died in 1861 and a flood washed away her infant sister from her bed, her father and older brother traveled to Montana, leaving her with 2 younger brothers, aged 4 and 6. She was only 14. The McBride's Ohio House became a popular stage stop on the California-Oregon Trail. 3 of the McBride's 7 children died within a 10-day period when scarlet fever broke out in 1876. 4 lived to adulthood. Today's episode of As It was written by Gail Fiorini Jenner, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.